Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, July 5th. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, the demon in the bureaucracy. There is a process, a set of circumstances that are so eerily similar that I've come to call this the work of a demon. It has the same malevolence and wreaks the same harm as the demonic. Now, perhaps I'm overstating my case. I'll let you decide. But the moment I realized that three large banks, First Republic, Silvergate, and Signature, were all failing, I knew that our demon had returned. For more than 30 years, this demon has slept, only to return today. The last time I saw his chaos and destruction was in 1988. I was an institutional broker, and most of my clients were the regional banks and savings and loans on the West Coast. One of my favorite customers was Gibraltar Savings and Loan, the century-old conservative institution that was a favorite among the well-off citizens of Pasadena and Beverly Hills. This savings and loan was as conservatively managed as were its customers. Risk was not something that Gibraltar would even consider. Their aim was to provide a reasonable return while avoiding even the possibility of loss. So when the head of Gibraltar's brokerage called me and suggested that we go out for our usual monthly lunch, I thought nothing of it. This was always one of my favorite events, as they were such a well-run bank that I knew it would be a relaxing interlude. How wrong I was. At lunch, Tom suggested that we begin with a glass of wine, and instantly I knew that something was up. We rarely drank at lunch. As lunch progressed, Tom explained that they were going out of business. But not just the brokerage division, the entire bank. His words struck like a bolt of lightning. How could this be? A senior executive at one of the best-run, most conservatively managed savings and loans in the nation was telling me that they were failing. It took me a moment to focus, as Tom described how the bank's capital position was upside down. Simply put, the bank's capital account, which invested primarily in U.S. Treasuries, sound familiar, were declining each time that interest rates were raised. Treasuries, you'll recall, decline in value as interest rates rise. And like today, the Federal Reserve was in a tightening phase. Looking back then, the Fed raised rates only by 400 basis points, from 5.85% to 9.85%. But that was enough to push Gibraltar's capital account under, and with it, the entire bank. Needless to say, Tom and I didn't order lunch that day, just another glass of wine. And as he continued to outline what he saw would happen to his division and the bank at large, it would be nearly a year and a half before the bank would actually cease operations, and that decision was made not by the bank management, but by the FSLIC, the Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation, which placed the bank in receivership. This, in spite of the fact that the bank had roughly $300 million in capital remaining. The FSLIC declared that the bank capital trends, quote-unquote, were such that it needed to be shut down immediately. Now, several shareholder lawsuits ensued, but unfortunately, shareholders lost in court. Shareholders lost, employees lost, and savers and investors lost. And as we sat that day in far-off Southern California, we realized that our own fate lie in Washington, principally with a group of bureaucrats who did not know Gibraltar and likely could not relate to their situation. Today, that history repeats. The demon returns. After the failure of Gibraltar Savings and Loan, several other major savings and loans also failed, leading up to the largest bank failure in history, Washington Mutual, WAMU. Nearly a decade after Gibraltar's loss, WAMU was a victim of the same combination of rising interest rates and increased regulation. WaMu was simply another notch on the regulator's belt, and as it turns out, an important building block in the colossus that has become J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's largest bank. Now, we were all much more naive when Tom and I sat down to lunch. We assumed that a well-run bank would survive most any storm that would come our way. Little did we know that a faraway demon plays the tune, and we must dance to his music. That demon hides behind the many layers of a faceless, nameless bureaucracy. And that's The Value Side for Wednesday, July 5th. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.